For Barry Steelman, going digital presents an internal conflict. Steelman is the facilities manager at Red River Theaters, where here in the theater's projection room, he knows the upgrade will make for a better movie-watching experience.
They should notice a much brighter and clearer image here. Not that there was anything wrong with what was being presented heretofore, but this is an improvement upon that.
But he also can't help feeling somewhat sentimental about the transition.
Having been only involved with 35 millimeter celluloid material for almost 50 years, it's a change. And I appreciate what is going to be presented in its place, but there still is a little bit of melancholy about what's being left behind.
The theater's executive director, Shelley Hudson, says the change was one made out of necessity. As the industry goes digital, so must movie theaters. And for smaller independent theaters like Red River, that means deciding between going digital or going dark.
This digital equipment means that we can stay open. I mean, and that's all it is. We don't make any extra money on the equipment. It really is just to stay open and to be able to offer the films that we and our community have come used to seeing here.
The theater was able to raise the $175,000 it needed to cover the cost of the conversion in a period of 7 months. That came through donations and also from a grant from the New Hampshire Community Development Finance Authority. The new digital projector features a computerized screen and is placed where the old 35mm projector once sat. Projectionists were trained this week on how to use the new equipment. Steelman says there's not much to it.
So now all we should have to do is come up here at the appropriate time and push a button and it should start.
There will be a private screening for donors and members this week as a test run of sorts for the new equipment. And on Friday night, the theater launches into the digital world with a screening of Life of Pi. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.